This is the podcast for the General Vocabulary page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. This podcast discusses general vocabulary. It begins with the definition of general vocabulary, then considers how many words should comprise general vocabulary, looking at two common models of vocabulary, one by Nation in 2001, and a more recent one by Schmidt and Schmidt in 2014. First, what is general vocabulary? General vocabulary, also called high-frequency vocabulary, is vocabulary that occurs frequently in all kinds of text and everyday language. It's likely to comprise the majority of the words and phrases learners encounter on a general English course at school. General vocabulary accounts for the vast majority of the content of spoken and written English. For example, the 10 most frequent words in English account for around 25% of all words in writing and speaking. The 100 most frequent words account for 50%, the most frequent 1,000 words account for around 70% of English use, and the most frequent 2,000 words for around 80%. To illustrate this on the website, you can see the first two sentences of the paragraph above, with different levels highlighted. So looking at the 10 most common words in English, we have is, in, of, and, it, the, of, and, which is 10 out of 34 words. If we look at the 100 most common words, we add the word also, that, all, and for, which is 14 out of 34 words. And if we look at the most common 1,000 words in English, we add the words general, called, high, kinds, everyday, language, accounts, content, spoken, written, English, which is 25 out of 34 words. Next then, how many words are general vocabulary? There is no precise figure of how many words should comprise general vocabulary. However, there are two models that categorise vocabulary which suggest an answer, one by Nation in 2001 and the other by Schmidt and Schmidt in 2014. The first looks at general versus academic, technical and low-frequency vocabulary. A traditional way to categorise vocabulary from Nation 2001 has been as general, in other words high-frequency vocabulary, academic vocabulary, technical vocabulary and low-frequency vocabulary. Using this categorisation, general vocabulary has typically been set at around 2,000 words. This is the number of word families in the original General Service List, or GSL, which is the foundation for the Academic Word List, or AWL, which remains the most commonly used list of academic words. While more recent general word lists appear to contain more words, the NGSL has 2,801 words, the new GSL has 2,494 words, these are lemma-based lists, in other words and inflected forms, not word families. The NGSL has 2,368 word families, while the new GSL has 1,883 word families, which are both close to the 2,000 word family range. The second model looks at high versus mid versus low frequency vocabulary. A more recent way to categorise vocabulary from Schmidt and Schmidt 2014 is as high frequency, mid frequency and low frequency vocabulary. This categorisation expands the high-frequency range to the most frequent 3,000 words, with mid-frequency words representing words from 3,001 to 9,000 frequency levels, and low-frequency representing words from 9,001 and lower. The level 3,000 was chosen based on various factors, including the range of vocabulary for graded readers, which typically finish around the 3,000 word level, lists of defining vocabulary for learner dictionaries, which range from 2,000 to 3,000 words, and the fact that comfortable English listening comprehension requires around 95% comprehension of words, which needs knowledge of around 3,000 word families, plus proper nouns. A similar 95% comprehension of reading text requires more words, around 4,000 to 5,000 word families, and would be sufficient for assisted reading, in other words, in a classroom setting. Independent reading has been shown to require a higher comprehension level of 98% of words in a text, which requires knowledge of 8,000 to 9,000 word families, which is where the mid-frequency range ends. On the website you can see two diagrams which represent these categorizations of vocabulary. The area of the boxes shows the relative frequency of each type of vocabulary for reading texts. In the first diagram, general vocabulary at the 2000 level is assumed to comprise around 80%, academic vocabulary for 10%, and technical and low-frequency vocabulary for 5% each. In the second figure, general vocabulary at the 3000 level is assumed to comprise around 90%, mid-frequency vocabulary 8%, and low-frequency 2%. For more information on this topic, please visit the website eapfoundation.com/vocab/general.